Daryl, great start to the season. You must be delighted with how the boys have gone early on.
Yeah, I think obviously got out of the blocks real quick. It was we talked a lot during pre-season about starting well, and our first three games have been really good. I think the way that we've played, the fluency that we've come up with in our attacking play sort of belies really the start of the season and the conditions underfoot that the guys are having to deal with. So we're absolutely delighted. I think we've been a little bit fortunate weather-wise with playing Thursday, Friday nights when the weekend has been really poor. But yeah, just absolutely delighted with the way the players have started. And our attacking play has been awesome, and there's been signs that our defence has really stiffened up as well.
Is that on the back of a good pre-season? Because I know you went away, didn't you, this time? Is that really helped the boys get off to this flying start?
Yeah, pre-season is crucial, I think. I think sometimes you get coaches who are reasonably happy to get out of the blocks doing things in a solid way. I've wanted to get out of the blocks in a sharp way and really get after teams, and I think we've done that really well. We trained quick in pre-season. A lot of the things that we did were really sharp, and we put pace on everything that we did, so it challenged the guys, and I think we began to see the fruits of that in the way that we're playing at the moment.
A lot of people were talking about you in pre-season. They're certainly talking about you now, given the start that you had. I guess it increases expectation, doesn't it, now?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think expectation for me, I've been putting in there for since I've been here, to be honest. I don't think it's changed that much. Obviously, 2014 was a big year for us. We lost some troops, and then we had to go again. Last year, I thought I was talking the same, saying it was a big year for us. Just injuries really rattled us, because we started last season pretty well as well. The expectations rising, but I just think there's a maturity about the team, the group, the coaching staff that we handled it reasonably well, and I suppose we're going to be tested in that regard as we roll through the season. But I'm confident that we can keep pushing that to one side and focusing on week to week, which is obviously important.
Everyone's talking about the attack and the tries that you're scoring, but you mentioned the defence earlier. You know, I look back at that game at Warrington. There's a real big spell at the start of the second half where you defended really, really well. That must be pleasing to you, because you did mention that quite a bit last year as well.
Well, I've been mentioning it for a while, because we're a team that likes to play, and we're a little bit different to you look at the really solid defensive teams like Wigan now. We're a bit different to that, because we like to play, and some of our players are different. But we're trying to develop a total mentality of the way that we play, and defence is a huge part of that. We've always worked significantly on defence without really getting a grip of being an outstanding defensive team, but we've done some different things this year, and we're still a work in progress, I think, defensively, but it is an improvement. It's a significant improvement, I think, and we'll just keep working hard on that.
A lot of people talking again about the new boys like Zach and Greg that have come in and done really well. What about Jesse? How do you feel he started as a Tiger?
Yeah, I think he's done really well. He's playing in the back row, and a lot of his work has been in the middle unit, so it's a little bit different for him. And I think he's still getting to grips with the way that we play. It's a little bit different to the NRL, and it always takes overseas players a little bit of time to get to grips with the way the game's played in England. It's completely different to Australia. But I think he's settled in well. He's a good character. His personality around the place is great. And he's done a lot of real good quality things. So, I think we've got Ollie Holmes potentially coming back in the next month, and that would free Jesse up to go back into the middle. So he had a little bit of a stint there last weekend, and I thought he was really good in the middle. He looks great in there, but he's done a good job for us.
Is this the best squad you've had at the Tigers?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's quite an exciting blend of talent and experience and youth, and the amount of speed and athletic ability that we've got in the team. I look at those back three boys last week, and you know what Zach and the two Gregs were doing. It's really sharp, and both our centres are playing well. And halves, well, you know, we're down two halves last week, and you slot Paul McShane in there, and it looks just as good. So I think the balance of the team's really good at the moment.
Benny Roberts, when will we see him back?
He's very close. Whether he slots in there this week or next week, but he's trained. He's trained okay this week, and you know, he's not far away. He'll be in contention pretty soon.
And Rangi, you obviously missed last week. What's the thought process with him? Will he come straight back in?
Well, he's got to earn the right. You know, I think the team played really well last week, and you know, you take yourself out of it for whatever reason, then you've got to work your way back in. And he's going through that process at the moment. He's trained well this week, and it's a matter of when I feel that the time is right. At the moment, this team's looking pretty good, and I wouldn't want to change it too much.
Widnes, obviously written off by a lot of people, but a great result for them last week, having been behind in Catalans.
They've lost some troops, haven't they? You know, obviously losing Brown at the start of the year is a bit of a whack for them, and then Meller gets injured, Gilmore gets injured, so they've had to really work hard to stabilise the team, and I think they've done well with it. That was a great result for them last week. They had Wigan right to the wire. I mean, they should have won that game. Wigan came up with some special stuff to get them the game. So there could easily be 3 points. I just think they're tough and durable, and Dennis has been there a while, so they know what he stands for. I think it's a dangerous game. It always is over there. It's a different surface. I think we've just got to forget about that. We've trained twice on 4G tracks this week, so it shouldn't be too much of an issue for us. We did all through pre-season. So I think it's a dangerous game. I keep saying that, but I'm really mindful that we need to keep ourselves on track and prepare really well for each week. And I certainly see that in the boys at the moment. It's every week they're on.
No complacency then. There's no room for it, is there? If you don't turn up with your A game, you can get turned off.
Just get beat, don't you? It's, you know, you see that all the time. So our approach needs to be what it has been the first three games. We've had a good start. This would make it an outstanding start. Yeah, it's a key game for us.